Imagine sitting across from an IRS auditor. You confidently slide over your corporate credit card statement and you point to a $247 charge at Home Depot.
Oh man, yeah, that is a stressful scenario.
Right. And the auditor just looks at it and says, "Well, prove to me this wasn't a new grill for your patio." Suddenly, that very official-looking piece of paper feels completely
It
worthless.
really does.
So that's the scenario we are digging into today. Based on the Maya product website, we're exploring a massive, frankly dangerous assumption that a lot of business owners make. The idea that credit card statements alone will get you through an audit.
Yeah, it's a huge misconception.
I mean, it's basically like handing someone a movie ticket stub to prove you bought popcorn. Like, sure, it proves the transaction happened, but it doesn't prove what you actually walked out of the store with.
Exactly. And what's fascinating here is how strictly the IRS defines the term documentary evidence. They make a very rigid legal distinction. A credit card statement is, well, it's merely proof of payment.
Wait, proof of payment versus what? What is an auditor actually looking for?
They want proof of character, meaning what was the actual business nature of the expense? To legally substantiate an expense, there are four specific pieces of data you need: the vendor, the date, the amount, and the actual line items of what you bought.
Okay, so the credit card statement covers the first three perfectly. Vendor, date, amount.
Right, but it completely fails on that fourth item. Without those line items, a $240 charge at Home Depot could be 50 feet of copper pipe and a flex kit for a job site, which is, perfectly valid business expense.
Right. Or it could be that personal patio grill.
Exactly. Only the itemized receipt actually bridges that gap and proves which one it is.
Okay, let's unpack this for a second, though, because if we're talking about smaller purchases, doesn't the IRS explicitly state that you don't need a physical receipt for expenses under $75? Like, if that rule is on the books, how can an auditor penalize you for following it?
Yeah, well, that is exactly the psychological trap business owners fall into.
A trap. How so?
So the sub-$75 rule is real, meaning you don't legally have to provide the physical paper receipt. However, the burden of proof still rests entirely on you to prove the business nature of that expense.
Oh, I see. So if you don't have the receipt, you still have to somehow convince the auditor it was a legitimate business
You
purchase.
do. And if your explanation isn't rock solid, it triggers something called the Cohan rule.
The Cohan rule, which is essentially an old legal doctrine that allows the IRS to estimate your deductions when your records are missing, right?
Correct. But estimate is a really dangerous word in this context. It's not a strategy. It's basically a penalty.
Because relying on the Cohan rule is kind of like letting the opposing team's coach referee your game.
That is the perfect analogy. The auditor's primary job is to protect tax revenue. So their estimate of your missing records is going to legally and aggressively favor the IRS, not your bottom line. They
Yeah.
can just decide what's reasonable and strike the deduction entirely.
Wow. Yeah. That hurts.
And realistically, just think about where business receipts actually live in the real world. They are crumpled in the cup holder of a work truck, tossed in the trash at the supply store.
Or, photographed on some former employee's personal smartphone.
Exactly. So if an audit hits 2 years later, you are spending weeks trying to reconstruct a paper trail out of thin air.
Because human memory and truck cup holders are terrible filing
The
systems.
worst.
So the only way to actually capture that proof of character without it being a massive operational headache is that it has to happen the exact second the purchase happens.
Which brings us to the solution outlined on the Maya product website. Maya for QuickBook actually bridges this exact evidence gap. The moment a crew member finishes checking out at the counter, they just pull out their phone and text a photo of the receipt.
Wait, they just text it.
Yeah, just a text. Instantly, the software extracts the vendor, the date, the amount, and those critical line items, and it drops it straight into QuickBooks as an attached draft.
So, what does this all mean for a business? Are they just buying really expensive audit insurance at that point?
No, not at all. It's much more proactive. You aren't buying insurance. You are building an automatic daily audit trail.
Oh, I get it. By the time tax season rolls around or an audit happens, the answer is already sitting right there in QuickBooks.
Exactly. You aren't paying an accountant massive hourly fees to dig through a shoebox in April, and you aren't chasing down a guy who quit 6 months ago for his photos. It saves so much stress.
It totally changes the dynamic.
Right.
You really don't have to fear an audit or spend weeks digging through email folders if your records build themselves. That movie ticket stub automatically gets the popcorn receipt stapled to it from day one.
Right.
But, you know, it does leave you wondering if products like Maya for QuickBooks can now instantly process a texted receipt into verified tax data in seconds. How long until the IRS simply demands real-time mandatory digital receipt feeds?
Oh, wow. That would change everything.
Right. Like completely eliminating the traditional tax season altogether. Just real-time data all year. Something to mull over. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.